1301.
Authorize competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsive and responsible bidder for construction of the Lynchview Park Play Area and Irrigation Improvements Project.
Commissioner Fish.
By the way, I apologize to our presenters. I neglected to introduce Gary Dotka, Portland Parks and Rec Capital Project Manager, and Robin Laughlin, Portland Parks and Recreation Bond Program Manager. This project provides needed repairs and improvements to Lynchview Park in the Centennial neighborhood in East Portland. Similar to the previous project, the resources from this project are for a combination of Parks Replacement Bond and Park Systems Development Charge Funds. Specifically, from the bond fund, $1.4 million, from systems development charges, $1.8 million, for a total of $3,205,029. The construction cost estimate for the project provided by the construction consultant team led by Lango Hansen Landscape Architects Management is approximately $2.27 million. PP&R's confidence level in the cost estimate is medium due to the high demand for construction labor and materials currently prevailing within the commercial construction market. Park improvements that will be constructed include a new play area with ADA inclusive and adaptive play features, picnic shelters and tables, pedestrian plaza and pathways, maintenance and emergency vehicle access route into and through the park, tree canopy density improvements, soccer field renovations, and a fully automatic irrigation system servicing the improved landscape areas and soccer field, as well as pedestrian lighting and other site infrastructure improvements. Team, did I miss anything?
Nope. Thank you.
Colleagues, any questions?
Yeah, I just have one question that I'm glad to see this one coming as well. When we started the discussions, we were talking about the name of the park, and I know the adjacent school has changed its name to Patrick Lynch School. What's happening with that?
We have been working with our public involvement team to address the name of the park, and there should be some movement on this in the coming year.
Great. Thank you. I knew you would have a good answer for me.
And I just want to acknowledge that in the ordinance description, the ordinance actually that Gary provided, it also included the public outreach piece, which I appreciate. So thank
Great.
You for including that as well. Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
I show two people.
Very good.
Haley Adams and Edie Dixon.
Looks like they may have
I believe they have already left. I believe they were the ones who testified earlier, if I'm not mistaken. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Again, very excited to see this one happening. Be sure and invite me to the ribbon cutting. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Great work. Thank you. Aye.
Jordan.